Welcome back to Love Island.
Today's Love Island episode is presented by the ticket app SeatGeek.
Live events are back, everybody. And if you're looking for tickets to anything, sports, concerts, bull riding events, whatever, make sure you download SeatGeek and use the promo code TMG for $20 off your first purchase. You hear about the new FaZe Clan member?
No, there's a new FaZe Clan member?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Because, you know, they dropped K.
Right, and Jarvis.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So they had to replace them both with, you know, something equivalent.
What's the guy's name?
FaZe Anger.
FaZe Anger.
Yeah. Not to be confused with FaZe Anger.
Oh, this
from
is
Love Island.
FaZe Anger.
Yeah.
FaZe Anger.
Yeah, exactly.
What does he play?
Everything. Drywall.
Mostly the UFC games.
Yeah, UFC drywall games and...
Hey, what's up? It's FaZe Anger, and I'm pissed off.
It's pretty much...
That's FaZe Anger.
Yeah.
He's the angriest FaZe member by far, dude. He's always PO'd.
Dude rages.
Yeah, dude.
But not to be confused with FaZe Rage.
Yeah, FaZe Rage.
They're two totally different dudes.
FaZe Rage just loves to party, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Not the same guys.
Yeah, he's always raging.
But Anger is deaf, always PO'd.
Dude, you cannot calm that guy down. Seriously. Nothing works, dude. Nothing works. Lead that guy in a guided meditation. Won't do anything.
We just want to give a shout out to Ryan.
Baron McGuire?
Is that doxing?
No.
Do we just Drake this kid?
Doxing?
Yeah.
It's a public comment. I mean, it's not really public.
It's not really public, but...
I mean, it's like public to...
I don't know. Just bleep his last name in case.
Why?
I don't know, man.
If you use your real full name online at any account...
That's true, yeah.
Then people can say it. Anyone else hear them say FaZe Anger and think FaZe Anger? Lamau. That's what he said. And that got us chuckling as well.
What's hilarious is he typed that a week ago. And he just sat in silence after that Lamau for 7 days.
Until now.
Until now. And then we finally acknowledge it. He's like, fuck yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, speaking of FaZe Anger, straight away. Yeah, we know the show's over.
The show is over.
We're going to start back, all right? There's nothing to fucking talk about because, full stop, seeing the families, skipped it.
Oh, God, it was so boring. And it was even more boring this year because they had to do, like, socially distanced.
So it's like
so it's like they couldn't even embrace. They couldn't really even like feel each other's presence. They sat like 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
And they were like, "We are so proud of you." And it's like, this.
It's all they ever say.
So awkward.
It's all they ever say. We're so proud of you. Then one family has like an awkward makeup. What was it? All moms and dads for all of them? Was there like one where it was like a mom and a brother? And it's like, wonder what happened there.
Yeah, no, it was mostly that actually.
Oh.
The only full set of parents that came was Liam's, I think. Liam's parents.
So no dads or no moms?
I think not a lot of... I don't know. I think it was even, actually.
No dads and moms?
Imagine being proud of your child for going on Love Island. I'm joking. I'm kidding.
I'd be pretty proud.
I'm kidding.
I'd be like, get in there.
Yeah, I mean, at least it means like you know, you pass on some good genes.
Yeah.
You know, like physically.
And
it's like, damn, I'm proud of you. I'm actually proud of myself.
And you had influencer creation semen. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I guess that's true.
You know, you never, as a parent, you never knew that you could generate an influencer.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's actually a little known fact now. People are aware that like all children, like 98% of children are some stupid amount. Want to be a YouTuber when they grow up, but it's actually similar with parents. Almost 98% of parents these days want a YouTuber as a child.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah. So anyway, FaZe Anger, right at the top. So this is fresh off of the vote. Remember the vote, like for the weakest couple?
Right, right.
And then Faye got so bent. First of all, her little campaign to find out the truth.
Yeah.
That type of insecurity is crazy.
Wait, we talked about this though last week. That happened 2 weeks ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
This week started with...
Even the whole like... I thought this week started with her being like, oh, you're pissing me off to Jake. Like,
Oh, maybe it did.
Yeah, it was a continuation.
Yeah,
So she started that campaign, but then afterward.
Yeah.
It was the one after that was really awkward. And I know it was the producers trying to get Aaron and Mary all fired up.
Yeah.
But when Aaron and Mary approached Kaz and Tyler and were like, Aaron's like,
whoa. That was so fucking bizarre. That was the fakest thing I've ever seen in the show.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I was, that was like 100% the producers being like, go over there and just like get mad at them.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have enough shit going on. Yeah. Go get mad at them.
Yeah.
Like, it was so just illogical and unreasonable. Like, it was bizarre. Aaron being like, well, I wouldn't have done that if I was in your position or whatever. And it's like, dude, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
This is so weird. You all had to vote somebody.
And Mary being like, if you, or like, he was like, if you can't see that we're more fit for each other than Priya and Brett, then you're fucking blind. It's like, no one was watching either of you guys. No one gave a shit about either of you guys.
And here's the thing, you're not even close to lasting to the last round in this show, let alone win this show.
So just
you're
be
nothing.
Cool.
Just be cool.
Be cool. Be cool. But you know, they probably dangle that camera time in front of them.
Yeah, probably.
You want a scene in this episode? Yeah. Go over there and get PO'd, man. Yeah. Get angry.
The girls are gonna love it.
Yeah.
They're gonna love it. They're gonna see your passionate side, how much you care about Mary. Don't you want girls to see that? Come on.
Come on. Come here, Aaron.
Come here. He's who's like, a, yeah, my, yeah, yeah. Right there. Come here.
Good boy.
Who's a good boy? Huh? Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy.
Oh, you're angry, right? You're an angry boy, right?
I'm really angry.
Yeah.
I'm proper pissed off.
Yeah, aren't you? Yeah.
Kaz and Tyler, can I chat to you?
Who's a mug, huh? Who's a mug?
Not me.
Not me. I'm not a mug. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, brother. It's one of the producers.
It's crazy. They just kind of walk in and out of the villa. They just don't care. They're just around.
Sorry, go ahead. Do you think people can hear that?
I don't think so. Stop.
What about this?
Do it again. You really need to up your trend cycle,
man. I know,
you're
dude.
Getting really, your lats have just sunk down to your ass crack.
Yeah, my body's in a pretty brutal state as of now.
Yeah, mine too. Anyways, yeah. No, when Aaron and then Mary then went to the daybed and they were like, thing about Mary was, I think she bought into it. I think she was genuinely offended.
Yeah.
And to her as well, I wanted to say, just be cool.
Yeah.
You're getting out of here, okay? You're probably going to get a couple hundred thousand followers on Instagram. Just, like, be memorable.
Yeah, yeah.
In a nice way.
Yes, yes.
Because now all we remember you for is the mermaid suit and being angry moments before you got the fuck out of there.
Yeah, it's like you haven't even been here for that long.
Yeah.
You've been here for like a week. You haven't even earned the right to get mad at these people.
Yeah.
Like, you're a newbie. You're a fucking pledge, you know? Go get us some water.
Yeah. Hugo was the permanent pledge. Kit. So yeah, that whole shit happened. And that was just annoying.
Yeah.
It
It made the show feel so calculated and fake, and
yeah,
because Love Island doesn't feel like that mostly. Even the weird chats where you're like, how did this even happen?
It's
like,
yeah,
the person would never pull that person for a chat organically. The conversation still ends up feeling super genuine because that's all it is the producers going, go grab that person and talk to them. That's it.
Yeah.
So then whatever ensues, it's awkward. It's whatever. It's natural human interaction. That was the first time I was watching the show, and I was like, this would not happen in real life. I don't know what is happening with this conversation.
Like WWF.
But yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's like, why are they offended at this? Who the fuck gives a shit? Who gives a rat's ass? God damn. You know?
Who the fuck gives a bitch ass shit?
Who gives a rat's crap?
Also, like, when Faye, I think Faye was genuinely pissed. She's like, oh, my friends have not told me the whole, and then she's being all petty with Liberty the next day. She's like, I'm fine. We're civil. It's just, you know, I trusted you guys too much. And but it's like, no one in real life would ever say to you, hey, dude, I don't think you guys are a good couple.
Yeah, I kind of felt a little bit on Faye's side there, honestly.
I mean, I get it, but also she's fucking nuts. Like, why would you ever?
That's what it was. You know?
Yeah.
Like that's what they actually voted for.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're insane, so this couple's not going to work. That's what they were thinking in their heads when they were voting.
Yeah.
Teddy's cool. Yeah. He's chill. You are the reason why this isn't going to work. So they couldn't have told her that in person before the vote.
No.
You know?
I guess that's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
I'm like half awake, but it's like, it's very uncomfortable to be like, hey, dude, you have a massive personality flaw.
Yeah.
And that takes like years of therapy.
Yeah.
And something probably happened to you.
Yeah.
I think you're going to take that out on your boyfriend. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. You got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think you're going to be able to hold down a stable relationship until you do this work.
So.
And that could be years away. So as far as you and Teddy goes.
Yeah, this is.
It's last. It's very long.
Yeah, they're assholes. They definitely should have told her that.
Yeah, for sure.
They're 100% dicks. Like, they should have done that. As a matter of fact, the producers, see, that would have made great drama. The producers were like, yo, go over to Faye and tell her she's clearly been emotionally abused and she needs to go to therapy. And it's probably not going to work with Teddy. And I'm just picturing Liberty's face being like, God, just vote instead. I would much rather vote.
That's where they left the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what if we say, like, we don't like each other anymore? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, lib. Lib. Oh, my lib. No longer is
R.I.P.
she my lib.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No longer blue eyes.
Big rip, dude.
Yeah.
Big rip. First time that's ever happened on the show, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I got a conspiracy theory.
What is it?
They were never real.
Jake is a robot programmed by the producers.
Yeah, and Liberty was all CGI. They're never actually on the show. They're actually just two people in motion capture suits.
Wow.
The whole time, yeah.
Wow. I can see that.
I have a feeling that they have been like that for a little while.
Yeah.
And the editing didn't give it away. And like because that amount of distress for Liberty is not like you woke up and it happened over a couple days. That to me is like built up and then it's like, oh man, this clearly ain't working.
Yeah. Yeah.
To like want to walk out of a building because you feel like you're trapped, like the both of them felt that way.
Yeah.
That shit, yeah, it must have been going on for a little while.
Yeah.
And maybe the producers were like, you fuck, you don't do it.
Keep it together, you fuckers.
Yeah, you might win.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get in there. You might fucking win, dude. Oh, you think they do that? Just give them a little hint?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I can't give you a number, but.
You got a lot of votes. People are liking you guys.
Hey, man, you want to break up? That's cool. I'm just saying. Looks good for you guys. Your call. Totally your call. I mean, do you back yourself. Got to back yourself.
Yeah.
Got to back yourself.
I love the fucking douchey American producer. Yeah,
not English producers at all.
Yeah, yeah. Just using their slang.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to back yourself. Totally. I get it.
Yeah.
You don't want to get up there and look like a mug. I totally get it.
Yeah. It's tough. And even worse, mugging someone off.
Exactly.
Awful.
Awful. You know? You don't want your journey in here to be total rubbish.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. And plus, I mean, she's been your whole Love Island journey. Yeah. So you don't want to just throw that away.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you do, man. Maybe you do. In which case, do you back yourself?
Yeah.
Just know it's looking pretty fucking good for you guys.
Just know, usually between now and the finale, usually around 100,000 followers that people get. But I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
If you leave now, I mean, that doesn't matter to you. That's totally fine.
Yeah. That's just like an extra 100,000 followers.
Yeah. Could equate to thousands of dollars a year, but feel free to take off if you guys want. I mean, this place is kind of stuffy anyways, you know?
We also booked a yacht for you on Friday, but that's it's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Party. Little party happening. So we're going to give you guys two glasses of wine instead of just one. So,
but I guess we'll have to give the yacht to someone else.
Yeah. Door's open. Yeah. So if you want to... It's totally open. So if you want to just mosey on out, feel free. Feel free.
We will leave after the yacht.
Okay. All right.
Jake, we got a real hot blonde girl coming in on Friday. Super sexy. Big boobs on this one. Blue eyes. So, you know, but it would be a shame if you didn't get to meet her.
Then he pulls the chip out of the back of his head. I'm leaving.
He pulls the chip out of his own head.
Yeah, just reaches in.
It's fucking...
You can't keep
blood
me.
Blood squirting from the back of his neck on the wall. Turn around like this and spraying everyone in the face. Oh!
Oh. Shit!
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm... Reinsert him, please.
I'm leaving. I love Liberty. Love Island. 2021. Love it.
Just recap him off. Jake.
I love a yacht. Leaving. I love a yacht.
You have so many talk shows to do once the show's over.
After Sun. I love After Sun.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you think? I felt like it was coming, like... I felt like when it happened, I just sort of felt like, yeah.
Yeah, so did Jake. He was like, oh, so we're going to go our separate ways then? Is that what you're saying? I was like, damn, dude, you didn't fight for her at all.
No.
Literally at all.
No.
He's like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. I just feel like you don't like me. And he's like, damn. Well, you're right.
Yeah, so it's good.
So, yeah. Peace. Yeah, so we're chilling then?
Yeah.
Word. Holy fuck.
Thank God, dude.
Such a weight off my back.
Fuck. Wow. I can stop doing this accent, too. Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, my gosh, man.
It was hard doing that for 8 weeks straight. I mean, damn. You guys talk like that every day. That is crazy, bro. Straight up. You want to do this yacht thing or what?
Yeah, I love yachts, dude.
Yeah, no, he did. That's why I think it had just been like going, and that's why he just rolled over on it.
Yeah.
So we're done? Cool.
Yeah, yeah, bet. Word. Bet. Whew. Wow. Yeah. I'm in.
Also, that little...
we're still friends. Yeah, though, right? Yeah. We're cool? Awesome.
That little moment where he was like, why are you so messy? You're giving me the ick.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that sounds like a 6 month, 1 year into living with each other argument.
Yeah.
Like pissed.
No, I agree. That was, you know, there was not a lot of jest there. Mostly truth.
Yeah.
You know?
And the look
on
the...
He was like, I was joking or whatever. And I was like, I don't think you were.
No.
Definitely. You're giving me the ick, babe.
I know.
I was just joking.
He makes that sound.
Yeah. Fucking disgusting.
It's so funny to scream at someone, you're giving me the ick. It's like, it's so shitty. Ew, what the fuck? You're giving me the ick.
Clean your fucking dirty shorts off of the ground. It's gross.
Give me the fucking ick.
Fucking repulsive. Just look at him right in the face going,
I felt so bad for her.
I know.
She's such like an innocent person.
I know.
She's just staring like, what the fuck, dude? And the fact that she's like crying, working up the confidence to be like, yeah, I'm a little messy. It's like, Jesus, man. Jake just fucking taking shots at like a caribou, just innocent, just like pa 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 pa.
I want someone to love me for me. I will never love you.
You, oh God, you give the ick so bad.
As long as you leave your stupid shorts on the ground, I will never love you. Know that, putrid human,
deviant little pest.
You disgusting little cockroach.
I want everyone listening to who lives with their significant other to just scream at them, "You're giving me the ick," after they do something like super mundane, and just see how that works out. I'm just trying to think of something so stupid. Why do you leave the faucet running when you brush your teeth? You're giving me the fucking ick.
Give me the ick. Gross. Fucking don't kiss me in the morning.
You give me the ick.
Before you brush your teeth. It's gross.
See if that
just, gross.
See if that just doesn't ruin an entire night and spark a 4-hour argument with your giving me the ick.
Fucking garlic again? Are you serious?
Yeah, do that, and then after they get their feelings hurt, walk out of the room and then gaslight them and go, "Where's this coming from?" When they're like, "Can I talk to you?" You're like, "About what?"
Yeah.
That thing you said earlier hurt my feelings. Where's this coming from?
Where's this coming from? What do you mean? We're fine. I was joking.
I was completely joking when I said you give me the ick with your nasty ass breath in the morning.
Yeah.
Completely a bit.
Babe, are you not like picking up on, are we on like different pages in terms of humor or?
Yeah.
Sense of humor.
Are you not picking up what I'm putting down? Like, it's a bit like your breath was ass and that was the joke.
Babe, you really got to lighten up. Jeez. Well, I'm gonna head out. Take some time to think. Okay?
Yeah. And then you just go to the end.
Toxic
of the
couch. As fuck. Holy shit.
Take some time to think about that. Scoots down 2 seats.
Falls asleep.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock.
Island time. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, so then they dipped, and everyone was acting like, you know, I saw Millie and Liam were crying tears of victory.
Yeah, Millie and Liam had it in the bag.
Sorry, I'm just texting my parents. You both give me the fucking ick.
Your parents?
Yeah, just let them know. You guys give me the fucking ick. Stop texting me. Sorry, what's up?
Ask me what I want for my birthday. Give me the ick.
Give me the ick.
I want you guys to not give me the ick.
You already gave me a gift. It's the ick. Anyway, yeah, you were saying? Liam and Millie.
Yeah.
They're crying tears of victory.
When?
When Jake and Liberty are like, "We're leaving."
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty weird that, sorry to interrupt.
It's fine.
I was going to say, it's weird that they made Jake and Liberty go on that date.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was like their decision. Nah, they wanted that shot.
Yeah.
Of the yacht. Yeah. Of them sitting 10 feet apart, socially distanced.
Immediately after Liberty was crying, one of the producers ran out and they were like, wait. Break it off on the yacht.
Yeah.
Like, really, you know, it'll be nice. Yeah. It'll be nice. It's paid for. I'm going to get so fucked if you don't do this.
Yeah. The producer. We can't cancel. It's non-refundable.
Like,
it was such a fucking waste.
And it was my idea. I pitched it. And it's like, if you don't do this, Liberty, like, you have to do me a solid. Okay, you have to do me a solid. All right, now you're giving me the ick.
You're giving me the ick, all right?
Do you want to be on another show ever again? Don't, okay? Okay. Just go on the boat, let him down, you know, it'll be cool. You guys don't have to touch. You can be socially distanced. Yeah. You can sit 5 feet away from each other, it's fine.
Totally fine. We'll have champagne for you guys, maybe some strawberries or something. You don't have to eat them. You don't have to like feed them to each other or anything like that. It's like, whatever. Just go on the fucking yacht, please.
Please.
I'm going to get my ass canned if you don't do this. Come on, Lib. My Lib.
So then they took him out and they had that awkward ass shit and then they came back. It's like, "We're leaving." And then, you know, then everyone's crying because they're like, "Holy shit, we have a chance."
Yeah. Yeah, they're all like, "What? No.
No.
What? No."
Yeah.
Are you for real?
That's so fucked up.
That's so fucked up. No, you can't go. We love you guys so much.
Yeah, don't stay.
Don't.
Go. What?
Yeah. Okay, bye. No. Let me walk you to the door. No, don't. Here.
Yeah.
Spank him on the ass. No, don't go. Oh, bye.
Oh, you're leaving?
What? You guys are going already?
Later, pussies.
And then they all party.
Yeah.
Because they have a shot at winning. Yeah. That declaration of love moment. Oh, we didn't even talk about the talent show. That was the best part.
Oh, my God. Wait, yeah, let's hold on. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that first. Then we can go on Hugo's TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, Hugo's being a savage on TikTok.
Supposedly.
Recently.
I mean, whatever. That talent show and Faye did that petty ass roast.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that was her or the producers?
I think it was her.
And it felt like her.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know if that was in my head. But they were like, Faye, why don't you go out there and tell a couple knock-knock jokes?
Yeah.
She's like, I've got a couple of fucking jokes. And she splits her hair down the middle. And they're like, can we hear them? She's like, nope.
Yeah.
I will say she, you know.
No, yeah, that was her. She was like, I'm a fiery girl.
Yeah.
I'm a fiery woman. Yeah. Right? Everyone says I'm fiery. I'm so fiery, so I got to do a fiery roast. And holy shit, I couldn't watch it. I put two pillows up to my ear, and I was going, la, 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 la. Kelsey was like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch this. And I was like, I cannot listen to a single, like, one more line of this. I'm going to die.
It was so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
Like, when she calls out Tyler, she's like, you go up to the terrace and you ask Kaz to be exclusive. Is that even a fucking thing? What is that? And she just moves on.
Yeah.
And he's like,
there's no... Was there supposed to be a joke there, or like some sort of punchline?
And then I know Tyler's sitting there like, you do know the producers told me to do that, right? Like, I'm sure that's the other awkward part where everyone's sitting there like, yeah, we didn't engineer a lot of this shit that you're upset about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Do you know what this is? What the fuck are you doing right now?
They're just like,
oh, she got me.
They're like trying to look around and see like when the cameras rotate a little bit.
Man, it tastes so good. And then it did seem like that, because every time they went to the interview room, it would like show, you know, someone getting roasted by Faye and them like not laughing.
Yeah.
And it being really uncomfortable. And then it would cut to the interview room and they were like, yeah, Faye really got me. She really went in. It's like, no, she didn't. It's so weird.
Just still laughing at
Faye, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
Ah! Oh, she got me. She got me.
Hey.
English. I'm still laughing at English on cam, but American off cam. Oh, right, right. Hey,
Lib, she's totally... Dude, fuck off, dude. You're being a raging cunt right now, honestly. What is your deal, dude?
You're being a fucking cunt. You're being a cunt. Oh, you sick cunt.
Cheeky cunt.
You cheeky cunt. You're being a fucking cunt.
We're gonna have to bleep all those.
Why?
Because you know when Americans say cunt, like it's not, you know.
Yeah, you can't say it with a hard U. You can't.
Yeah, it's got to be an A.
Yeah, can't.
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 You fucking
can't. Yeah, sick can't. You sick can't.
It's so funny thinking about Australians doing that and American going, let me try. Yeah, you sick cunt.
Cunt.
Yeah, you sick cunt.
Three U's.
Everyone's like, ah.
That was a double U.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cunt.
I want to try.
Yeah, you cunt. Cunt.
Faye, shut the fuck up. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the other things she said. Like, she's like bagging on Toby. And she's like,
oh, wait, do you have the TikTok? Do you have footage of it?
Roasting the
Oh, game. This is Hugo. I see.
Yeah, I mean, we can... We can move on from this. Speaking of roasts, yeah, let's see what Hugo has to say. It's crazy how they just put a TV in the middle of the villa for us to look at.
I know, it's great.
Really convenient.
Faye, shut the fuck up. Faye, fuck you.
Okay. When Lib pulls you for chats after Jakey wanted to get to know Millie, but the show didn't air it to protect Jibberty, and now that didn't happen, dude. That didn't happen.
It's also like nobody gives a fuck anymore, yeah. Dude. The show's over, dog. What are you doing?
Yeah.
This is sad.
Yeah.
No, I do flirt. I do flirt.
Nobody fucking cares about you
anymore. I flirt. I do flirt.
Also, no, Lib wanted to fuck me too. She was my Lib at one point.
First of all, man, the producers told her to pull you, okay?
Yeah.
Like, let's not get it confused.
Also, you were voted off like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. And, bro, it's not like you pulled her. You know what I mean? It would be a little bit more understandable if he's like, well, you know, I pulled Lib.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I got it. But it's like, no, you didn't affect anything.
you didn't make the move here.
Yeah. You're just a bozo. So what he should have did was he should have said this on the show after that happened. That would have been good.
Yeah. I hate this, like, formula now. You go on a reality show, and then right after, all of your TikToks get 500,000 likes.
Yeah.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that's the guy that was on the show that I just watched. like, follow, watch.
Well, you know, 400,000 of these people are, you know, potential 10-year-olds he may teach. Because he ain't going to be an influencer.
Hugo, tell us
to my class.
Tell us about that time that Jake...
He's trying to teach them, like, geography or some shit.
Do I tell us more about Liberty?
Oh, well, I'll have you know, she pulled me for chats when Jakey wanted to get to know Millie.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's like 60.
Yeah, still talking about it?
Yeah.
Hey, roasting the gang. I got to see this.
Oh, no.
Damn, he's just straight burning bridges. Okay.
Lily, Casa. What?
What in the...
What is this? Wait, did... Okay, what did he say about himself? What the fuck? Pause it.
Weaknesses, Love Island girls, after sun.
Strengths, friendship, being himself.
No, I think your weakness is...
Aw.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I think your biggest weakness is you, my friend.
Damn.
All right, that was mean. That was mean. I'm sorry.
But do you realize how he put it, his own strengths...
Yeah.
Was friendship and being himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... You know, whatever. I mean, those are good qualities to have in, like, first grade.
Yeah.
You're on, like, the most savage reality show ever. Okay, you have to be a dog. I'm sorry.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm comparing him to. All right.
The summer of love hasn't gone to plan. Why not? So let's manifest the winter of love. I'll duet this around Christmas when I've met the girl of my dreams. We are on a date. A
lot of pressure, man.
We are both dressed up in fluffy coats.
A lot of pressure, yo. A lot of pressure.
Drinking hot chocolates, happy and healthy.
England are 1-0 up in the...
And the ashes down under. Okay.
Way too much pressure.
Wow. We should...
Look,
We should remember to duet that if it doesn't happen.
Yo, yeah. You know, inevitably... Oh, man, I don't even want to see this. I don't even want to see this.
Why?
Like, let's literally close that.
Let's watch it. Let's watch it.
Yo, that little shit at the end where he's like, this is a joke, by the way. What does that say?
Well, this is a joke. I did try as best as I could, though. Oh, that says this is a joke in the caption.
Yeah.
If you have to twice explain that this is a joke, it's probably not the best
it's
joke.
It's not a good bit.
Yeah.
Look, man, this is inevitably going to get to him when you guys go raid his comments and you're like, go look at the fucking... Look.
No, don't do it. Don't
do it. Look, I'm not even trying to backtrack. Like, I don't hate the guy. I just think he's not meant for reality TV.
Yeah.
That's all, man. Hugo, I mean, like, just like, go be a teacher, man. That's okay. That's... You alright?
Have I ever told you kids about the time that
Liberty pulled me for a chat?
What the fuck are you talking about?
But the show never showed it. Those damn editors. She wanted me. Jakey wanted to get to know Millie.
Hugo, you need to take what's in the cup.
Oh.
You need to take all three pills in the cup.
She could have been my lip.
You need to take all three pills in the cup.
She could have been my lip, blue eye.
All right, we're going to have to administer
beautiful blue eye.
Pin his head back. I'll throw them down his neck, and then we'll pump it full of water.
She would never give me the ick.
You have to take your tranquilizer. Yeah. You go.
Drooling. Oh, Jesus.
That's what Castle Moore is going to be in 10 years when they take all the, like, burnt out Love Island castmates and they just, it's like, it becomes like a geriatric home. All just in there, feeding them cheap liquor and keeping them on life support.
Yeah. You guys want a party tonight?
Yeah.
Who wants a party?
I do.
I do.
I love parties.
Why do they sound so shitty? They're only like 40. The show ages them like 30 years.
Do you remember when they all used to smoke?
Yeah, that was the best.
Yeah, first season couple seasons, one. They're ripping cigs, all of them.
Love that.
John. Hacking darts, dude.
John.
What?
John.
Yeah, John.
He was like the winner from season one. Oops, spoiler alert. So good, man.
Yeah, but I think, when did I start? Third.
John from season one is, he made season one. He was smashing in broad day and at night in front of everyone. Cock confidence, man.
Really?
Literally, like, everyone's like,
evidence?
Yeah, literally everyone in the room is like, are you serious?
John, not again.
Oh, just turn around in it. Cover your ears.
Yeah. He was like, there was one episode where he's like, he just tells everyone, hey, I'm sorry. I'm really fucking horny and just does it. He's just like, I'm sorry, everyone. I can't wait anymore.
It's unreal, like, how much the show has changed.
Yeah.
Like, did they even do the declarations of love?
No.
Like,
no.
It's weird that they... Who the fuck is making a coffee right now? Classic. Sounds like a Keurig, doesn't it?
Yeah, they used to sit out by the pool. And they just fucking...
Rip schmigs and just smash in public.
Yeah. And just put out the cigarettes and go, well, yeah. All right.
Who wants to suck me off?
Fair play.
All right, then. All right, then. And now they're basically getting married at the end. That shit was weird.
That was creepy, man.
It's weird.
They did that on
Why
Love
did
Island
they make
US.
Them do that? Did they?
Yeah, like in Carrington season, like with Johnny, and then they still had, like, dress up in a tux and a dress.
It's weird.
They just robbed them of any bit of, like, normality in their relationship outside.
Yeah.
It's like, did you think there was a shot you two are going to get married? We're going to fuck that up.
We're going to fuck that up by moving this way too quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, write vows. I know you guys have known each other for 4 weeks, but write vows to each other right now.
I felt like Kaz was so clearly uncomfortable because her speech was so dialed back.
Yeah.
It had, like, some weird metaphor for riding a horse. Because I'm sure she was like, I don't want to say all this stuff. Like, I'm just telling you love him.
Yeah.
You want to try it?
Come on. Drop the L-bomb.
Listen, I can't tell you the numbers.
Yeah.
But it's close. No, but do you. You know, do you. Do you.
And, I mean, the votes are still rolling in. We're not closing these polls for another hour or two. So.
And you realize when this comes out, it's like a full hour.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, but you do whatever you want. Move at your own pace. We get it. Yeah. We don't want to push things or rush things,
no.
But Liam just asked Millie to be his girlfriend.
So. And you and Tyler are just exclusive.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Charts show, you know, the studies show that the UK public, they love a girlfriend and boyfriend relationship. Not so much exclusive, doesn't have the same weight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can move at your own pace, whatever you want.
Yeah, do what you want. Just, you know, back yourself. You guys love saying that, back yourself. But just know that this is $50,000 on the line.
Mm-hmm. Pounds, actually.
Pounds. About 100,000 US. Mm-hmm. So,
that's a lot of money. I mean, that's life-changing money. But do whatever you want, you know? I'm just saying, you know, can't say the exact numbers, but it's close. It's close. So,
just saying that, you know, you don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah. You know what they'd love even more, actually? A proposal.
Oh.
Huh, Ty?
What'd you think, Ty?
What are you thinking? I mean, Millie and Liam, I can't say exactly. I mean, I'll tell you something. They're in the lead, right? They're beating you, but by just a little bit.
It's like selling cars.
Yeah. It's nothing that something a little bit more with more emotional weight can't change. Let's just say that.
I was, you know what? Fuck it. How much time do we have? Okay. Propose off the table. Fine.
Just do something. You guys are so fucking boring.
Oh, yeah, just a little pre-vote dry hump. Okay. Come on, show them that passion. Yeah, and then you know, yeah, that whole like it was so funny. Millie's speech. Mm-hmm. It was definitely mature.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam's speech was. It's like what is, you know, a 14-year-old's idea of what you tell a woman.
100%. That first line when he said,
"Your face is carved like the heavens," or whatever.
When he was like, as soon as I saw those piercing blue eyes and that wonderful smile and that little perfect nose that all seemed to complement your wonderful face. I was like, that is just the most nothing fourth grader line I've ever heard.
I think that's
you just said the way that her facial features complement her face? That makes no sense.
I'm pretty sure that was a line from The Wizard of Oz.
You know? Pissing me off.
Pissing me off. Yeah.
Dude, your facial features look so good on your face, by the way. Like, the way that they make your face look is so good.
It felt like... man... You just know she's going to break his heart. Actually, I don't know.
I think they're going to stay together for a long ass time.
They're like a Tommy and Molly.
They 100% are. I agree. You know, Paige and Finn are still together?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Molly and Tommy are together. Paige and Finn. Jesus Christ.
Who's he fucking?
What?
Jesus?
No.
Oh, sorry. That's kind of like against. That's not his thing.
What am I thinking of right now? God damn it. Shanice and Luke. Luke and Shanice still together. Still very together.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Luke has been giving me problems ever since, like that guy being like the perfect boyfriend and shit.
Yeah.
Alina's always like, that is. I'm like Luke. Not our Luke, but Luke from Love Island.
Yeah.
I'm like, just fucking don't post.
Can you fuck up one time, dude?
Don't stop. Just don't post another, like, ideal boyfriend thing for 3 years. Fuck.
But you take this girl to the spa every day,
yeah,
dude?
Just like.
What the fuck?
Stop. You know? And it's just like, he's got like that. Just that fucking razor sharp seventh sense.
Yeah.
For like, you know, because, you know, like dudes fuck it up in some way, right? They forget something. They leave some detail. That's normal. Mm-hmm. Not this fool.
Yeah.
No.
This guy. No.
And Shawnee's just letting everyone know.
Hey, babe, it's our 3 year and 2 month anniversary today.
And he's doing that every
every month.
And, you know, just always the reassurance on 10,000. And you know, she loves this dude because, like, her captions about him are just so... Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, so... Liam and Millie definitely probably be together for a while.
Toby and Chloe? Not sure.
I could see it.
Yeah? Maybe. Toby seems to be pretty smitten now.
They're so, like, strange.
Yeah, they are really fucking weird.
Yeah, they're like they're like a bank robber couple.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I totally agree.
Like, they're just like that couple in
Bonnie
a movie.
Clyde,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're kind of like that couple from goddamn, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And the diner, like, they're just kind of like crazy and
yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I could see him
just
being
kill somebody and then just make out like yeah. on top of their body.
What have you done?
Yeah.
I don't know, you shot it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that every time they kiss, Chloe goes in for the yeah, full yeah. tongue French kiss. Yeah. Sucks his soul out of his body.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, take it from me.
Yeah.
I also love when she goes, yeah.
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 She was saying that when he was giving his like declaration of love in the middle of it. He's like, you changed my perspective on it.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah, nah, he's all about
play,
it.
Chloe? Yeah, you want to play? Like, how weird is that caption?
Yeah.
What could that mean?
No, it's girlfriend, and then he commented, you want to play.
Yeah, but like, it's kind of, isn't that kind of like, you know, not even in a sexual way. It's like in a, do you want to, you know, like commit murder kind of way, like together. You know?
Damn. Heavy accusations.
That's what it, you know? You want to play, Chloe?
Yeah,
yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, with a minigun. That's what I'm picturing them. Like.
Yeah.
You know?
They definitely need to be in Suicide Squad 3.
Yeah. Totally. 100%.
If Harley Quinn was real, it's probably Chloe. Which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Just... And he's the shark.
Oh, damn. Damn. Come on, man. Nah, you can't. Toby's not a shark.
I like the shark. That's the best character in that movie.
I like the shark.
I like the shark. He's a nice guy. He's a big boy.
Faye, shut the fuck up. What are you doing? I'm literally gonna like win this whole thing and you're fucking it up.
Faye, you're being a bitch right now.
Why do you keep talking shit? You're not gonna win. You're fucking ruining it.
Faye, stop.
Faye, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing, Faye?
You don't want to fucking win. You're going to fucking take it away from me. You're such a bitch, dude.
You're being such a fucking con.
I swear to God, when the fucking shit is over, I'm so pissed at you. You're such a fucking con.
Con.
Let me try. Sick con.
Whoa. No, oh, sorry. I was just doing what you guys were doing. No, mate, it's like
sick cunt.
It's like sick
cunt. Oh, that's a sick phrase. Let me try saying that real quick. You sick cunt. Whoa.
Ow.
Jesus, man. You can't say it with a hard U like that.
I just know everyone's going to be mad at us.
Why?
The number of, I might as well, the cunts in this episode is just.
YouTube's going to be mad at us.
Oh, YouTube's going to be very mad at us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a fifth category. You know, like on the ratings, it's like, you know, foul language, sexual content,
use
violence.
Of cunt,
and then
more
it's just
going to
say, you guys said cunt like 9 times. And it's going to be that selected.
Use of cunt greater than 0.
Y'all said cunt a bunch of times.
Demonetized.
That's the description. Yeah, you guys said cunt like 16 times in this episode.
No ads for you. That would have been awesome if someone did a declaration of love and it was not endearing at all.
Yeah.
Wish there was that. Something yeah. really cringe.
Yeah. Oh, if they made Jake and Liberty come back and write declarations of breakup.
Yeah. No, declarations of appreciation.
Yeah.
But then one of them shows up with a new partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Liberty shows up with Hugo.
Oh. And then Jake shows up with a girl named Freedom.
Oh, man.
Sick cunt
move. That was so bad that it was good.
Yeah.
I didn't even get it at first.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Real meta comedy here. Hitting big. Hitting big today.
My freedom.
My freedom.
My free.
Freedom is better than liberty. In your green eyes.
Oh, that's stupid. I love it.
Yeah. I was paying attention to Liam during his declaration of love. The way he speaks, the way he like cuts up words. It's like he takes one syllable words and makes them two.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Man, I meant whatever. Let me just play it from my phone.
True.
I was going to like try to think of one, but I can't. And I literally... Yeah, just do that while I look it up.
This is a new TikTok dance right here.
Oh.
Ad. Is that a YouTube ad?
Yeah.
How do you not have YouTube Premium?
I do. How I just fuck? Don't log in.
Oh, that's hard as hell, actually. I pay for it. I just don't use it. That's awesome.
It says, like, warning, this video contains strong sexual content.
Yes, and the use of cunt at yeah. least 5 times.
don't care.
I love you.
All right, this part.
Millie Moo, I'd like to take us on a trip down memory lane to the start of
Mamory, Mamory Lane?
Mamory
the
lane.
Moment I first laid eyes upon you, wearing a bright pink swimsuit, piercing blue eyes, which I immediately got lost in, and perfect mouth and nose. All of which
like,
contribute to your beautiful face, which I sometimes think has been crafted from the heavens.
The most elementary shit ever.
The connection grew and grew until we shared our first kiss on the swing seats. That kiss was special, as if we were two teenagers locking lips for the first time.
Okay, it's not that, but it's like two syllable words are like really spread out. Yeah. Special.
Two teenagers
yeah,
locking
yeah.
lips. It was like, yeah. that should...
I like the accent.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, wherever that's from.
yeah, like New Jersey or whatever.
No, where was it? It's not
Philadelphia.
It might be Newcastle. No, it's not. No, that's the Uz.
He's Welsh.
Welsh. Where is...
No, Uz is
where's
not...
Welsh?
Where's Welsh?
Where's Welshland?
Florida.
Nice. Okay. It's the UK of Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welsh.
No, I just love that first thing. Piercing blue eyes,
mm-hmm.
comma, in which I got lost in, by the way.
Yep.
Beautiful little button nose.
Yep.
Wonderful smile, all of which complement your perfect face.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just thesaurusing, like, descriptive words.
And you know when they wrote that, they were like, hey, Jake and Liberty's gone, so blue eyes, go crazy. Go nuts.
You can say that.
And you're going first. Toby's going to say it. I'll give you that. Toby's going to say it, but it's fine. You're going first. Yeah. We'll make sure you're first up. Yeah. Have a good set.
Go up there. Get up
Go
there.
Go up there. Get up there. Kill it.
Kill it. Break a leg. Set. That's an American phrase.
That's how they should do it. There should be one producer per couple that's trying to get them to win.
Yes. 100%.
And there should be a B show mm-hmm. where it's all about these dudes like and Big their bets. Psychology
yeah.
trying to make them win.
Yeah.
Fuck, we should make that.
That's a really good idea.
The show is just called The Producers.
That's kind of like...
there's I mean, already that's a show kind of, called that, but...
That's kind of like Suicide Squad.
It is, but no one has to die in this one. Unless,
and it's also like Cabin in the Woods, sort of,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
But it'd be real.
Yeah. And they could die, too.
That's what I'm saying. They
yeah,
could die.
Yeah, yeah. We could yeah. make it kind of like a... Yeah, like a violent...
Yeah. Death Island.
Death Island. That's good.
One of you will die by the end of this. We don't know who. Happy fucking. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
The producer like, okay, come on. I can't give you the numbers. We're fucking down. We're down. Like bad.
Here's a spear.
Okay.
What? Here's a spear. Just
literally
use
the
it.
Only way.
Use it when you need to. You'll know when.
Sorry.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Who is it?
Dude, when you call me like this, you seriously give me the fucking ick. Like, don't do this. Sorry, Mazad. It was Mazad. No. Imagine a couple is down in the polls, and then a producer has a spear, and they're like, there's no way we're winning. This couple's in first. Just kill one of them.
Yeah.
They can't win
yeah.
if one of them's dead.
But they're so in love. They love each other so much.
Right through the neck.
Right
through the neck. I don't care. Just pick one. Yeah.
You won't even feel anything. Just do it.
It's fine. It's totally fine. Maritime laws. That's why we bought this island. Mm-hmm. Can't be persecuted. Mm-hmm. It's totally cool. Yeah, no, that'd be so funny.
Imagine that being one of the questions that they ask on the show that you vote in the app.
Yeah.
What does Tyler sound like getting top? Is it's it, like, ah, ooh.
No, it's not multiple choice. It's like insert voice note.
Yeah, yeah. commensurate. Quite.
Yes, quite. Fine, yeah.
Quite.
Yes, indeed.
Agreeable. That's agreeable.
Quite nice, yes.
Quite nice.
That's English dudes pulling their penises out before sex.
Quite nice, isn't it?
Not really.
No.
No.
It's all right.
You don't think.
Oh.
Do you not think?
No, it's not.
I can't believe you've said this.
It's just all right.
Ah, now it's gone soft.
Oh, no, it's really gone off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Click
on the vote count link.
Yeah.
Let's say, like, how much Millie and Liam won by is pretty incredible. Millium received 42% of the votes.
Landslide!
While runners-up Chloe and Toby got 30%. Fan Teddy narrowly snuck into third with 14%, and Kaz and Tyler came fourth with 12% of the votes. Twitter mob who skewed votes.
Supposedly.
How an online gang of 20-somethings hijacked reality TV's best show.
What the fuck? Is there just like an... like a,
is this like 4chan?
No. What was the group that affected...
the winner is Goosh and Granny.
Yeah. Who's the group that affected the election?
Oh, that British company?
Yeah.
8-something, isn't it? No, that's 8chan that I'm thinking about.
No, not 8chan. Cambridge Analytica?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Cambridge all, 8, you can see how.
It's all their kids?
Yeah.
All the kids of the people who started Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah.
We will make sure Millium wins.
They're buying Facebook campaigns about like how negative... or like how bad Jake and Liberty are.
Yeah, and trying to get them broken up on the show. And
but what is it? How did it?
It's a group.
Fiat 500 is the name.
It's a group of tweeters on Twitter called Fiat 500, which is a car that girls really enjoy, and so it's just a large group of girls on Twitter who are big fans of Millie.
Like they're in a big group chat?
No, they all sign their tweets with an X. As a way to like distinguish themselves, and
no,
they
that's
get
just,
thousands
that's just
of
British,
likes.
That's just British people, dude.
Yeah,
hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses.
That's Liam.
Hugs and kisses. I think the worst part about all this is that Jake never got to couple up with Liam, which I think is what he was really hoping for on the show.
Yeah, that's why he was so
distraught.
No, down to end it. That's why he was like, "You sure? Okay, we can go our separate ways." Because he's gay. Could be, who knows?
I don't even think there needs to be a label.
Yeah.
What he does know is that part of him is for Liam.
Yeah.
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 Them dudes. They broke up and Liam's like, Jake single?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. I really want to get to know him.
Yeah. Liam, I'm having my doubts.
That was a good impression.
There's one person who's, who I want to kiss on the mouth.
His piercing blue eyes.
His piercing blue. Liam, your brown eyes.
Your brown eyes. Your wonderful nose. All
you
compliment.
Can wear blue contacts.
Your wonderful leg sleeve, which compliments your ripped thighs perfectly.
I honestly think Jake is going to have the worst time after this. I feel like in a year he's going to be like, Love Island ruined my life.
No, you know what? Go to his Instagram.
Is he chilling?
I was reading comments on his Instagram the other day, and everyone's like, they did you dirty. People, you were so misunderstood.
Oh, okay.
So I think that people thought that his intentions were actually very sincere.
Oh, okay.
Hugo. Ugh, dude. What are you doing, man?
Hugo seems like no one actually likes him.
I know. He was so misunderstood. Absolutely love Jake. I think the edits did him dirty, see? I could see him hurting, and it's such a shame, as I thought they were matched perfectly.
Yeah,
but now,
All right.
It was really sad to watch over the past several weeks.
Can we find a negative one? That's my favorite thing to do. Dig through all the positivity just for... Can't believe you didn't fight for her.
She absolutely loved you and adored you.
Okay. All right.
Keep hashtag your head up. Be kind. Fuck yeah.
It's helpful when people remind you to do that.
I mean, I think the world would be a little bit better, a better place if more people hashtagged be kind.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah. The difference between, okay. Oh yeah, here we go. Here we go. People doing homework.
The difference between Jake at the beginning of F.
F, run on sentence.
Mid as fuck.
Poor introduction. Red circle around the ellipsis. Punctuation, question mark?
Yeah. He was drained, even from cast too long.
Why? What drained him? You've already jumped points. You haven't even elaborated on your first.
Yeah, what do you mean he was drained?
Hugo, that's what you should do. You should just take all the negative comments that bash you and grade them. That's your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All right. For another punctuation knockout round. Here's a negative comment. Hugo, you're so fucking annoying.
Well, first, you haven't spelled your right. Secondly, incorrect tense. See, that would work.
That's a great idea.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's for Hugo. That's for you, brother.
Are there any other Hugo TikToks that we can watch before we go? Okay. Well, I'll just go fuck myself then. Should we give like a big congrats to Millie and Liam? I mean, this is the last episode of the show. I mean, it was the last episode of the show, but it's also the last episode of this show.
Until
we play the game again. But, you know, as far as our Love Island commentary goes, this is the last episode of this bonus series that we did.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. So maybe we should actually thank the listeners and the viewers.
We should. No, thank you all for enduring this journey with us as well.
With us.
You know, us and us are real proud of this and how far it's come.
Yeah.
And the journey, we've like been on together.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
So... yeah, no, thank you guys. Yeah, after this, we will have a couple more episodes. We're going to figure out what those are.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't totally be done. We'll still be on the cycle.
Yeah.
We'll still have a few little muscle moments.
Yeah.
But for now, we'll go ahead and when we get up on out of here, why don't you fly us away?
Well, thanks for, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Seriously, appreciate you so much. You've been such massive support for this whole thing.
And appreciate it.
It's just like showing us that we could do so much.
Do you know what? That's what it sounds like when you're getting top.
All right, guys. We'll see you.